I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Donald Trump has announced the takeover of Washington, D.C. police and says he will order in the National Guard.
We're going to take our Capitol back. We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control.
Trump claims the city is overrun by bloodthirsty criminals and roving mobs of wild youths. The president showed charts of the homicide rate. That chart has been circulated for several days, shared by GOP members of Congress, the Heritage Foundation, and Vice President J.D. Vance. In contrast, the numbers provided by the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department show a steady decline in the homicide rate and, in fact, say it's at a 30-year low. Mayor Muriel Bowser says numbers of policies have been having a positive effect.
Curfews. I've asked the council to pass emergency legislation. I've asked the Congress for additional funds. We've done all of those things.
She did say that the district would work with the order until the legal details can be worked out.
We work every day to stop crime.
And district legal officials say they are going to go to court, saying the orders could just lead to more violence in the end. Certainly the images of the National Guard roaming the streets will give an interesting look to the capital of the United States. Also at the president's news conference, he said in the lead-up to the talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin the end of the week that some land swaps will have to be made between Russia and Ukraine. He said he was bothered by Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, saying that he would have to go to his legislature for approval of land swaps. Trump saying, this is a quote, he's got approval to go into the war and kill everybody, but he needs approval to do a land swap? Question, didn't Russia invade Ukraine? Oh, near the end of the news conference, he brought up the gifted jet that will be made into Air Force One, saying he's doing it for the American people. He says he doesn't do anything for his self-interests. Make sense?